My protesters have filled the streets of Sacramento since the police shooting of Stephon Clark last month. They have blocked basketball fans trying to get to Sacramento Kings games. They've jammed drivers during commutes. And last night, they filled city council chambers for a public forum. There has been very little violence, just two arrests. As Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler reports, it looks like police and protesters have thus far learned to coexist.
Get back, get back.
We want freedom, freedom.
At one of the daily afternoon Black Lives Matter marches last week in downtown Sacramento, a crowd of protesters who had already claimed a rush hour intersection walked right up to police officers and chanted provocatively in their faces.
We don't need them, need them.
It was one of the many tense moments since police officers shot Stephon Clark last month that could have escalated into a riot, but it didn't. After a few minutes, the cops backed off and retreated down the alleyway. A short while later, some of the protesters broke off from the main group and marched into clogged traffic, but organizers called them back. No arrests at that day's protests, and no violence. It looked like a deliberate effort from both sides to keep the peace, even as the community burned with anger. And it was. Here's Police Chief Daniel Hahn.
For the most part, we've allowed people to take streets and intersections. That hasn't come without anger in our community. But I think it was the right decision at those times because it didn't lead to more tragedy in our city.
And here's community activist Barry Axios.
There has been police that have held some restraint, and there has been great community leadership that has been able to kind of hold back certain aggressions and agitation.
Many cities in which officer-involved shootings have led to protests have avoided the riots and arrests that plagued cities like Ferguson and Baltimore. And there's a playbook for how to do that, says David Cooper, a former police chief in Madison, Wisconsin, who writes the Improving Police blog.
If a police department is close to the community, listens to the community, and treats the community with respect and dignity, the chance for there being urban chaos after a bad shooting is greatly reduced.
Cooper likens it to making deposits in the community's trust bank year after year, so that after a divisive police shooting, a city can make a withdrawal. Sacramento has implemented community-oriented policing for years, and although Daniel Hahn has only been police chief for less than a year, he's built deep relationships with neighborhood groups, as have elected officials like Mayor Daryl Steinberg.
The country's watching. And what the country has seen is not Ferguson. It's seen in many ways the opposite.
That could change if the official investigation now underway does not lead to what protesters are demanding, criminal charges against the officers who shot Stephon Clark. For NPR News, I'm Ben Adler in Sacramento.